This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Politicians often accuse China of keeping its currency, the yuan, deliberately weak. Sounds like a case for Bergenomics. For 20 years, The Economist magazine has published a Big Mac Index. Since Big Macs are sold in about 120 countries, the hamburger can be used as a yardstick to compare currency values.
The undervalued yuan in China means buying a Big Mac there only runs you the equivalent of $1.45. On the other hand, Norwegians shell out the equivalent of almost $7 for the same burger, proving Norway's currency is overvalued. Still, the index has its limits. Burgers can't be traded across borders, and McDonald's doesn't even sell burgers in some countries. So the burger standard may be useful, but beef probably won't be the next global currency.